This episode of the Hodgepodge Hotel is brought to you by Armor Treat. It's not quite meat, but it's fit to eat. Open up a can and give yourself a treat. And Mahatma, America's favorite rice. Extra long grain and rich rice will fit into any meal. Do it the Mahatma way.
Everybody bring a smile. Everybody stay a while. We have a happy place where you can dwell. I'll fix a formal tea. Come hunker down with me here at the Hodgepodge Hotel.
Welcome, friends, to the Hodgepodge Hotel. I'm your host, Ms. Floribunda. This is Comstock.
Your maitre d' and major domo at your service. A little quiet today.
The calm before the storm, really.
Why would you say that?
Reverend Billy Sunday is arriving for a full week's stay.
One of those fire and brimstone types.
He's very popular.
With the slow-witted, perhaps. The same people who read cereal boxes for their education.
Comstock, Reverend Billy Sunday has his value. He is known all over the world. Some people really like him.
Some people like drinking tap water. I'm not interested.
Please give him a chance for the sake of the hotel.
For the sake of the hotel, I will bite my tongue, but it certainly won't be with relish.
Thank you.
Walter Mercado said my moment is right around the corner. Maybe this is a test.
Yes, let's look at it that way.
For those against the temperance movement, let's visit the loungeabout.
Hello, what's your pleasure?
You ever had a drink called Mrs. O'Leary's Cow?
No, what's in that?
I'm not sure, but it has quite a kick and it burns going down.
You don't say.
I started wearing a flak jacket at work.
A flak jacket? Is it that dangerous?
Well, the insults do hurt, but I love that jacket.
Is that right?
You've heard of a John Collins?
Yes.
A Tom Collins?
Of course.
Have you ever heard of a Jackie Collins?
No, what's that like?
It doesn't have a lot of taste, but it will get you trashed.
I spoke with Reverend Billy Sunday.
And?
He's quite the forceful personality.
That's what he's known for.
He looked me up and down with those intense eyes.
Piercing.
Then he said, "There is a greatness in you that can be unlocked."
Wow! Reverend Billy Sunday said that about you?
Yes, and I agreed to have tea with him later on today. He said he wants to peel my onion.
For the good of the hotel?
What? Yes, of course. For the good of the hotel.
To fill the soul and the stomach, here's tonight's menu.
Good evening, friends. Something special's going on in this kitchen. Tonight, we start with a large bowl of vegetable soup and homemade French bread. Your entree will be a cold corned beef plate served with potato salad. And for dessert, the best, caramel cream. Please enjoy.
This is usually where I say something stupid.
Are you repenting, sir?
I'm trying to save my soul.
Well, nothing can save us from Mr. Kurt Nielsen on the main stage.
Doom, doom, nice one for you.
Remarkable.
What's remarkable?
Reverend Billy Sunday told me how he got that powerful stare.
That so?
He uses something called the mirror technique.
Really?
Yes, he said it heightens his intensity.
Funny, my fourth husband and I used the mirror technique many times and achieved nothing.
Maybe you were approaching it wrong.
Oh, we tried for many approaches. It just never paid off.
Well, I'm going to try it anyway. It couldn't hurt.
Oh, it hurts sometimes, just depending on where you put the mirror.
Duly noted.
What goes up must come down, way down, to the basement of intrigue.
Everybody, meet Guadalupe DiNucci.
That's Madame Guadalupe de Nucci. Can't you remember that? And you, woman.
Me?
Of course you. Where's my afternoon tea? Can't you see I'm famished?
What the?
She thinks Cleo is her maid.
Oh, and you must be Miss Doreen. You're as picturesque as I imagined you to be.
Why, thank you. It's nice to be appreciated for once.
I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Just keep quiet, keep quiet.
Are these people giving you problems like they're giving me?
A distinct lack of respect.
And how?
And I just know my maid is going to ruin lunch, too.
I like you.
What do you have there, Comstock?
Sage words of advice from Reverend Billy Sunday. Listen to this. The only way to keep a broken vessel full is to keep it always under the tap.
So keep drinking beer.
You can't measure manhood with a tape line around his biceps.
I never measure the biceps. What a waste of time.
Yank some of the groans out of your prayers and shove in some shouts.
Too easy.
Floribunda, I think I have found the real me.
Really?
Yes. After all this time, after all my struggles.
What does this mean? Are you leaving to follow Ariana Grande again?
Oh, that was the old me. But now it's time to reveal who I truly am.
Friends, we shall return next week with a big reveal. So please, make another reservation with us here at the Hodgepodge Hotel. We'll be waiting for you.
Featured on today's episode were Larry Stoy, Joan Moody, Charlie Smith, Robin Roth, and Mr. Kurt Nielsen. For more information about this and other wonderful shows, please visit MrKurtNielsen.com. That's MrKurtNielsen.com. Visit us on Twitter at HodgePodgePod.com or sponsor us at Patreon at Patreon.com/MrKurtNielsen. This is a production of the NBS Network.